Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A freeze warning begins at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning and remains in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Highs level off around 61 today under mainly clear skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 27 tonight, clear skies. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 66. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. KDOT will close part of the freeway and some ramps this weekend. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Westbound I-470, the eastbound exit ramp to I-470, the westbound I-70 ramps at Fairlawn, Danbury Lane, northbound US 75, and Gate Boulevard will be closed through early Sunday morning. Westbound I-70 will be closed from Wanamaker Road to I-70. Motorists can exit at Wanamaker Road Huntoon Street and follow the detour route on Wanamaker back to I-70. The Huntoon Street on-ramp to westbound I-70 will also be closed from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Public defenders in Kansas are asking for higher pay and additional staff to help with case overload. Public defenders make less money than prosecutors do, and that hampers recruiting. The State Board of Public Defenders has asked the state of Kansas for $11 million in funds. The Kansas City Chiefs hope to remain undefeated this weekend. They're in Las Vegas on Sunday to face the Raiders. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Now is the perfect time to purchase a John Deere 1.5 Series compact utility tractor from Prairie Land Partners. For a limited time, get a free implement with your purchase. Plus, your choice of a free tailgate package complete with a tent, chairs, and cooler. Or a free Ego Power Plus leaf blower to keep your space clean and tidy this fall. Offer ends October 25th, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The number of psychiatric treatment beds for kids in Kansas has increased overall in the past 5 years. However, those with specialized needs continue to face hurdles when accessing care, a recent study found. Legislators in the 2024 session directed the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services to produce a study of youth psychiatric treatment beds, and through data analysis, interviews, and site visits, the study found the number of beds available for youth has increased in the past 5 years by 39%, but there aren't enough people available to staff all of them, and kids with specialized needs are left behind. According to the study results, even if psychiatric facilities were fully staffed, the state would lack capacity for specialized beds, and it would exceed capacity for non-specialized beds. As of June, 136 kids were on a waiting list for a treatment bed in one of the state's facilities, and half of those kids have specialized needs. An estimated 18% of children on the wait list were denied a treatment bed in 2019, and in 2023, 63% of kids waiting for a bed were denied by a facility at least once. 14 kids were on the wait list as of June and had been denied from all facilities in the state, according to the study. Legislators were presented options for addressing the gap in access for young Kansans. Workforce retention initiatives and increased reimbursement rates were recommended, and also highlighted was investments in infrastructure, such as facility design, and a state-run psychiatric hospital, along with the creation of programs for outpatient services so kids can successfully exit treatment. According to the study, those solutions could cost anywhere from $12 to $18 million. According to a social media report from the Phillips County Sheriff, just before 8 a.m. on Thursday, the Phillips County Sheriff's Office received a call that there was an individual shooting a gun south of the middle school in Phillipsburg. A deputy who was patrolling school zones in Phillipsburg at the time arrived shortly, and the deputy began shouting orders at the individual. He dropped both weapons and laid them on the ground. The suspect has been identified as 26-year-old Morgan William Thieben, who lives in the 500 block of 7th Street in an apartment in Phillipsburg. From eyewitness statements, it has been concluded that he fired two shots into the air with a 9mm pistol, and he also had an AR rifle with him. Thieben was then taken into custody on requested charges of criminal threat, aggravated assault, and unlawful discharge of a firearm within city limits. Authorities reported that he had one full magazine for the pistol, and the rifle magazine and chamber were empty. A search warrant was done in the suspect's apartment, and during their search, only a single 9mm round was found in the apartment. There was no evidence leading to a motive or agenda. There were multiple people in the area who helped get the kids to safety at the nearby school, and others who attempted to control the situation. Thieben is currently incarcerated in the Phillips County Jail, where he's being mentally screened. Sheriff Kyle Pinkerton stated that they are proud of the deputies that responded and ran directly to the threat and ended it, and at how their community reacted. It was quick, and everyone prioritized the safety of the children. The Kansas Department of Transportation will host an open house from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. this Monday, October 28th, for the upcoming modernization project on a portion of K-23 south of Hoxie. The event will be held at the Hoxie Community Center in Hoxie, and the Kansas Department of Transportation and project staff will provide a project overview starting at 5:30 p.m. Design plans and detour information will also be available for review. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, known as EIC. The project work will involve reconstruction of 6 miles of K-23, starting at County Road 70S, and replacement of the bridges over Sand Creek and the South Fork Solomon River. Anyone who needs special assistance or accommodations to attend the meeting should contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Information Officer, Lisa Moosman, at 785-874-8107. In Nebraska news, a 47-year-old Neyland Gray of Lincoln was arrested on Wednesday on suspicion of three felonies that included possession of 140 grams or more of cocaine. Court documents show that police were surveilling his apartment near 56th Street and Nebraska Parkway while they got ready to serve a search warrant when they saw him carry out two drug deals in less than an hour. According to the arrest affidavit, investigators approached Gray when he came outside and found cocaine in his pocket, and they then searched his apartment, finding a tube sock with three baggies of crack cocaine in the utility room. Police said they then found more cocaine in the bedroom and four tramadol pills in the kitchen. Tramadol is a prescription painkiller, however, police said there was no prescription on the bottle. All told, the search yielded about 246 grams of cocaine and more than $8,000 in cash, and investigators think that Gray had been selling crack cocaine for a couple of months. On Thursday, a judge set his bond at $150,000, and he must pay $15,000 to be released. He's due back in court on December 4th. Authorities reported on Wednesday that the superintendent of Maywood Public Schools, 64-year-old Mark Bajot, was arrested and has been charged with intentional child abuse with no injury. According to court documents, on October 1st, Bajot got into a fight with a 12-year-old student over a cowboy hat after Bajot told the student to remove the hat because wearing it was against school policy. Surveillance video showed that the boy took off the cowboy hat and held it at his side, and after Bajot and the boy continued talking, the superintendent leaped for the hat. The video then showed the two struggling over the hat before Bajot grabbed the student by the armpits and pulled him off of the stool, and the student fell to the ground. The sheriff's office said the superintendent held him down until he could grab the cowboy hat. Bajot told investigators that he grabbed the student to try to stop him from falling off of the stool. The superintendent is set to appear in court on November 1st. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay football coach Lucas Melvin to talk about the team and their upcoming game tonight in Concordia.
I'm here with head football coach Lucas Melvin. Coach, last week the Blue Jays suffered their first loss with a 50-21 loss to the Phillipsburg Panthers. First half, it's kind of hard to move the ball and stuff. Why don't you talk a little about that half?
Yeah, well, you know, we knew that they'd be fired up, and they were, and they played really well. And defensively, we just never got off the field. You know, they go down and score right away. They score. You know, I put a long drive together, score. And then we run two plays and score. And then they go down and score, and we kind of fizzle out on a drive, and they get another score. And it's kind of like that most of the night. Defensively, we just did not play very well. I think what we had, you know, after watching film and stuff, is a lot of guys really wanted to do something well, and they started doing their own thing instead of what we needed them to do. They just tried to make plays instead of sticking to what they needed to do, which hurts, and missed tackles. And like I said, nothing. Don't want to take anything away from Phillipsburg. They came out and played hard, and they played well, and we didn't, and we couldn't keep up with them scoring-wise. You know, at halftime, we felt like we kind of had a chance to get back in it, missed some opportunities, and they just kept scoring.
Kind of unofficially, but to kind of give the folks an idea of not having your offense on the field as much as your defense, unofficially, we had 30 minutes for Phillipsburg on the field. The Blue Jays only 15, so that's kind of a big difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. Like I said, our defense could never get off the field. And there would be times that we forced them into a 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 10, and then we have a penalty. So it shows a lot of things that went wrong, could go wrong, did go wrong. We had turnovers, you know, fumbles and different things that gave them the ball back. So anytime you have more turnovers than the other team, it makes it hard to win. And anytime they have the ball a lot longer, it makes it hard to win.
In the second half, did you think that you did some more and better improvements?
No, I think we kind of just got into we're behind, we got to throw. And we threw the ball pretty well, you know, and for the most part, but just didn't keep those drives going. And, you know, this is one of those losses. It's chalked up to everybody, coaches included. We felt like we could have done some things better. The players know they could have done some things better. And so all around, we got to learn from it. We got to grow from it. And hopefully it'll make us hungry from here on out.
Now, Monday night, the JV was able to defeat the Phillipsburg Panthers. Could you tell us a little bit about that game?
That was an exciting game, man. We really challenged our guys. They knew it was their last JV game. They knew it was against a rival that had just kind of beat us pretty good on Friday. And so we said, hey, man, go out and get after them. And that was the best hitting I've seen for a long time from a JV group. We came out in that first half and we were flat out hitting. Alex Evely was hitting people. Cope Railsback is doing some good things. I felt like, you know, Ashton, Katz. I mean, we just had a lot of guys. Cole Hammond. I mean, we had a lot of guys just hitting people, which was fun to watch. And our offense exploded. We had 20. We scored 3 touchdowns in the first, first quarter. They got 1 touchdown, and then we got another. It's 26-6 at halftime, and we're playing good. Second half was a struggle. We didn't score any. We'd move the ball and then kind of fizzle out. Defensively, still played pretty good. And then late in the game, 4 minutes left, they score a touchdown. So it was 26-13. Well, they do an onside. They get it. They score another one with 2 minutes left, and it's 26-20. And then they kick another onside, get it, and we end up getting an interception to stop their drive, and we kneeled it out after that. But it was an exciting game, probably more exciting than it should have been. You never want to give up an onside, let alone 2 in a row, but we did. But the kids played hard, they battled, and they got the win against a good Phillipsburg team. So I was really proud of them. Great way to finish their JV season.
This week in practice, that you probably had a few things to work on, but always every week you have a practice player of the week.
Yeah, I thought it was a good week of practice, you know. And the seniors really, they said we got to go harder at practice, and they did. And had some of those younger guys step up. And the guy who got practice player of the week this week was Cole Hammond. He's been playing good on JV nights, but also practicing hard for us.
Coach, your next opponent is, you're stepping out of the league, you're stepping out of district play. You're going to be traveling down to Concordia, take on the Panthers down there. Concordia 1-6 on the year, but off air, we looked at their schedule, and every one of the losses that they have are playoff contenders.
Yeah, not just contenders, but several ranked teams in 3A. So they play a brutal schedule, and they're a young team that you could tell is going through some changes. They've kind of settled into an offense now. They got a really good quarterback, young quarterback that throws the ball well and runs well, and they'll spread you out. And then defensively, they're aggressive. Like I said, they've played a tough schedule, and they hang in there with about anybody they play. And so it's going to be a very tough game, a unique game, because we haven't played Concordia since I've been here for, you know, almost 30 years, and I don't know the last time if they've ever played Norton. But we'll see. It'll be exciting. I know it's the hometown of Dick Boyd was born there, and so kind of exciting about that. But it'll be a tough game for us. We're going to have to come out ready to play, and I think we are, but we kind of want to get back in it. You know, so you have one of those tough losses, you want to get back on the field and redeem yourself. So hopefully we'll play well.
Coach, we, like you mentioned, you've never been to Concordia, and probably quite a few people have probably never been there to watch a football game, but they do have some parking problems. And what time will that game start?
Starts at 7, you know, and it's a pretty good haul there, but we hope people can make it. We know a lot of stuff going on with other Blue Jays this weekend, very exciting weekend with cross-country regionals here, and congratulations to the girls making it to the sub-state, kind of the final round is what I call it. So a lot of awesome things going on, but if they can make it, love to have you at Concordia. Just maybe get there a little early so you can figure out their parking. And like I said, I don't know much about their stadium. I think it's a good stadium, but just might take some maneuvering to get in there.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck when you travel to Concordia to take on the Panthers. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Melvin, and good luck to the Blue Jays tonight in Concordia. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School for lunch will be having ham and beans, pepper strips, cornbread, rosy applesauce, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be Sloppy Joe's or hamburgers with Chex snack mix, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be areas of frost before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 61 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon. For tonight, there'll be widespread frost before 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be clear with a low around 27 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. On Saturday, expect widespread frost before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 66. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 38. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 76. And on Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be partly sunny with a high near 81. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 56. And on Thursday, Halloween, it should be sunny with a high near 60. Currently, with fair skies, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is northwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.33. The dew point is 32 degrees, and the current wind chill is 30 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:24. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Big 12 Media Days for basketball were in Kansas City on Wednesday, and Kansas State head coach Jerome Tang talked about how great it is to have David Gasson back and how much leadership he brings.
It carries so much because, you know, he's been through the Elite Eight. He's been through not making the tournament and, you know, just what the locker room is like. So the feedback he can give us as a staff, the confidence he has in being able to know when he speaks and says something that we're going to listen to him because we value his opinion. And then watching his own personal growth, not just as a basketball player, but as a person and his personality coming out. I mean, if you have him for 10 months, you don't get to see that. So over the course of 3 years, watching him grow as an individual has been given me as much pleasure as watching him improve as a basketball player.
The Wildcats open the season against New Orleans on Monday, November 4th at 7 p.m. in Manhattan. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.